Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, October 23rd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up with Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 42, Psalm 144, and Esther chapter 10. In yesterday's Acts reading, we read about Ananias and Sapphira, who tested the Holy Spirit by saying that they received less money for land than they sold than they did. And so they were trying to lie to the church about the amount of money and essentially lying to the Lord about this. I remember back to my days as junior high school minister, and we studied the book of Acts for one whole year on Wednesday mornings before school. And we had a fun little activity where we would mummify Ananias and Sapphira, and we would roll up two of our friends that we picked in toilet paper, and we would carry them out the door. This is a really scary story about trying to act as though we have a heart for service for the Lord, but really holding back from Him. And then today we're going to read stories about the apostles healing many and the apostles being persecuted, beginning with verse 12. The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go, stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts, as they had been told, and began to teach the people. When the high priest and the associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were puzzled, wondering what would come of this. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts, teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name," he said. "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed them, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Thaddeus appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. Have I mentioned already that I love the book of Acts? Okay, I think I've said it more than once, but the ideas in Acts and the beautiful stories of the power of the Holy Spirit are just so wonderful to me. I found it very interesting here in the beginning of the reading in verses 13 and 14 that no one dared join them, even though they regarded them highly. And then on the flip side, it says, "Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number." One of my study Bibles was helpful on this. It says, "Because of fear and awe, this apparent paradox shows that the church's growth is not superficial, but comes from those who weigh the cost and are truly committed." So there were lots of people out there who believed in Peter and wanted to see people healed, but the true cost of following Christ and giving up perhaps recognition or regard among other Jewish sects was hard, and many people feared losing their life or their lifestyle. But there were some who got it and decided that they were going to follow Jesus no matter the cost, and they were led out by these men, Peter and John and others, who had seen Jesus resurrected from the dead. And so it says in verse 42, "Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they kept teaching and proclaiming the good news." And that is a prayer for us, that we would continue to grow in the good news and that we would proclaim it to those around us. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 144 of David. "Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you care for him, the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a fleeting shadow. Part your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemies. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On the 10-string lyre, I will make music to you. To the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David from the deadly sword. Deliver me and rescue me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. Then our sons and their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people of whom this is true. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. And now let's move over to the book of Esther. Today we read the final section of this wonderful book. We'll read Esther chapter 10. King Xerxes imposed tribute throughout the empire to its distant shores. And all his acts of power and might, together with the full account of the greatness of Mordecai, to which the king had raised him, are they not written in the book of the annals of the king of Media and Persia? Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Xerxes, preeminent among the Jews and held in high esteem by many fellow Jews, because he worked for the good of his people and spoke up for the welfare of all the Jews. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to just tie together the book of Esther by reminding you of the point that the Bible Project made. Despite exile, God's absence, and Israel's moral compromise, God had not abandoned his promises. God promised to bring the Messiah through the people of Israel, and God preserves the people of Israel through the work of Esther and Mordecai. Flawed people, but people whom he chose to use. And the same is true for us. He will use us if we are willing, and sometimes even if we're not. So it's better for us to be willing servants of the Lord. And so with that in mind, let us turn to prayer that the Lord might use us. Let's pray specifically today for work relationships. Let's pray for those with whom we work, for God's peace and prosperity to be upon them, and also for us to be conduits of God's love and grace to those with whom we work. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Thank you for the reminders in scripture that you are present with us, you are working, that in all things you work for your glory and for our good. And we want to pray specifically today for those with whom we work, as we call to mind those who we work with vocationally or maybe in volunteer positions or even in the home, people with whom we have to communicate. We pray, Lord, that you would help us and guard us so that we might be conduits of light that you have put in us. And also for those who are in our midst, that you would continue to work in them your good. We pray, Lord, for peace and prosperity in our workplaces, and that these would all be conduits of your grace and mercy, and that we might recognize that. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of work, and that all vocation can be a calling as we seek to honor you in what we are doing, as we seek to be your people in different arenas of life, as we seek to spread the gospel through word and deed, as we communicate with the world around us about what is important and what matters. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask, Lord, that you would help us on this Saturday to just enjoy fellowship with you, be reminded of your Spirit's presence, and to walk in step with the Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.